Tennessee legislators returned to Nashville today still talking about a particularly awkward moment from last week. Columbia State Representative Sheila Butt gave a 2-minute speech explaining how she's not a racist. She's been under fire for a Facebook comment in which she suggested Western people need their own lobbying groups to compete with Muslim and African American groups. WPLN's Chas Sisk is here to explain why the rhetoric got so much attention. Hey, Chas.
Hi.
Several groups had a problem with these comments. Butt said she meant no offense by them, but really, she didn't back away from her stance.
No, she didn't. She really owned them and actually says that she's very surprised by the controversy. You know, the context of this remark in the first place was an open letter from the Council on Islamic American Relations, which is a very prominent Muslim group. What Representative Butt says is that she believes there needs to be groups like that for Christians and for Westerners, just in the spirit of inclusiveness, she says. She feels like Christians are underrepresented, and she doesn't feel like there's anything really offensive about saying that. Now, I mean, you know, clearly African-American lawmakers and Muslim groups, they feel differently. They've asked for her to lose her leadership post as the floor leader in the House. But so far, Republican leaders are standing by her, and it'll be interesting to see if there's any more fallout on this.
We should note that the Facebook comment in question was actually posted back in January, but it really didn't come to the surface until this past week.
No, it didn't. And, you know, that's not totally unusual with the legislature, where sometimes a comment will be held back for a while. Now, I think part of what is interesting about this is that Representative Butt says that she deleted that comment within 5 minutes of it actually being posted, which means that somebody somewhere, if that's true, is watching her social media very, very closely. And I think really a lot of the reason for that is that there are some bills in the Tennessee legislature that that groups, particularly Muslim groups, are concerned about. And anything that sheds some light on what maybe lawmakers are thinking is something that they're going to be very quick to bring out there and to bring to light.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about these no-go zones. So give us a little background on where that came from.
Yeah, that phrase seems to have its roots in some discussions back in the fall, particularly about Europe, areas where Muslims are in so much in the majority and have so much power that supposedly civil authorities have ceded authority to the locals, and the Westerners don't feel comfortable going there anymore. Now, what the bill in Tennessee, what it would do is it would give authorities the power to break up no-go zones. It's kind of unclear how they would go about doing that. The sponsors say that it's not necessarily about Muslims, but to have this phrase come up in this context is something that's concerning to them.
Another piece of legislation, Chas, designed to allow local investigators to seize property if they suspect it's being used in connection to terrorism. It's controversial, but it's actually a power that the FBI has now. What's the debate at the state level?
I think what's interesting about this is that this practice, which is known as asset forfeiture, is really being scrutinized nationwide. It's not just terrorism that federal authorities can seize property. They can do it for drugs, a lot of other offenses. During the investigation phase, sometimes even before it's even gone to trial. Now, there's a lot of concern about this because police departments across the country are being accused of abusing this authority. It's gotten to the point where the Department of Justice is actually starting to rein in the practice. There's also bills that have been filed in Tennessee that would reform or put an end to it. So for there to be a bill that would expand asset forfeiture, particularly to the area of terrorism, which is something that a lot of Muslims are concerned about being falsely accused of, that's pretty concerning for them.
Now, it seems like a lot of these issues have come up before. I can remember a couple of years ago when I was living in Texas, there was debate about whether an Islamic center should be built in Murfreesboro. So it seems like, we've seen this before.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, I think this is something that just waxes and wanes through the years. And I think a lot of it is driven by the news. The no-go zone legislation seems very clearly to be in response to these discussions about Europe. And then you add in ISIS and the shootings in Paris and in Denmark. But I think underlying it all is that there's a significant number of legislators in Tennessee who are concerned about the influence of Islam in the state's growing Muslim population. I don't think that it's really any coincidence that Sheila Butt and the sponsors of the no-go zone bill and the asset forfeiture bill, all of them are from Middle Tennessee, which is where probably the most visible Muslim population in the state is. You know, I just don't think this is something that's going to go away anytime soon.
All right, Chas, thanks for the visit.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
WPLN Capitol reporter Chas Sisk. In Nashville, I'm Emil Moffitt.